Cork Ladies football manager Aoife Fitzgerald joining us now ahead of the All-Ireland semi-final against Mayo this Saturday in Cavan. And look, Aoife, we might start disappointingly again with another off-the-field matter that's disappointing in the lead-up to this, and the fact that both teams are being brought to Cavan for this match. Your response to that?
Yeah, I suppose we objected, and we were told that they tried to facilitate the whatever parts of the country the teams are from. So there's three Northern teams, supposedly, and the game is on in Breffni Park, so that's it. But, you know, I would have thought that, you know, playing it on the west side of the country might have been better. But look, we can't change that now, so we just get on with it.
Yeah, I know you don't look to be you won't be distracted by these off-field matters, but where does it leave you logistically? Do you head off tomorrow, or what's the story?
Yeah, well, again, similar to last, we're going tomorrow. We're actually staying in Athlone again. You know, we had a nice hotel there the last day, and the girls liked it, so that we decided we'd stay there again, more so with the All-Ireland than in Dublin. You know, that Dublin will be busy. So we decided we'd stay there, and we'll travel, I think it's about an hour from Athlone, so we'll travel from there.
Okay, and how's preparations gone, Aoife?
Good, very good. Breed Stack, I suppose, is still a doubt. We're not so sure whether she'll make it or not, but other than that, I think we have a clean bill of health. Marie Ambrose is back training now, which gives us another option, and we have Libby back with us. So our panel is probably a little bit stronger, but we're hopeful Breed will make it, but that decision won't be made until Saturday. Yeah.
And obviously the quarterfinal performance showed how well this team can play, even in the absence of Breed Stack. And like how soon before the last game was Breed ruled out, and how big of a factor was it for you in the lead up to the game?
Well, I thought she'd make it because Breed was, you know, she'd be fanatical in terms of her recovery and that. You know, she really would look after herself. But she did a fitness test on the, I think she did it the day before, and just didn't feel right. So we were giving her every opportunity, similar to what we're giving her this week. But obviously it's slower than what we thought to be initially. But she's moving much more freely now. But obviously you won't know until you really push yourself to the limit. So we don't want her to do that until the last minute. So, but with regard to being a factor, I suppose we were without her for the league final as well, which was a blow to us. But I thought the younger girls came in and they did very well. So, but her experience is obviously invaluable, and you know, Breed will be in the team all day long for me when she's fit, and really particularly, you know, in our Ireland semi final where a lot of our younger girls wouldn't be used to the intensity of it. So, well, we're hoping she'll be ready, but if she's not, then we'll have alternatives there for us.
Well, we wish her well in the next couple of days anyway, ahead of the match.
Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. So, Aoife, like, after that quarter-final performance and the way you beat Galway, you know, there has to be great confidence, especially for those younger girls approaching the semi-final.
Well, I suppose there is probably winning Breed's confidence, but maybe the victory was too easy for us in a sense, you know, and it maybe masked a few things, like Galway got 6 points in a row in the first half, and we were, I suppose, fortuitously enough, we scored a goal early on. Anya Terry did, and you know, it kind of kept us in the game, but like, they could have been 7 or 8 points ahead, and it would have been a different scenario then. So like, we're not fooling ourselves into thinking that it was a complete performance. Yeah, for a quarter of an hour before half time, I suppose we hit a purple patch, and the second half became a bit pedestrian then because of the extent of the lead and that. But like, we know if we don't start well on Saturday, Mayo are very experienced, and you know, they'll score if you allow them the opportunities. So we definitely, I think, feel that we need to start the game a bit better. And confidence, yeah, I suppose it's always good for confidence to win. We were under more pressure in the Ballyhale game in terms of relegation issues and all of that, and obviously not having, you know, played that well in Munster. So, but this team, it's essentially, there's a lot of new players there. You know, and sometimes with the younger girls, you know, the performances of with younger players, performances can be up and down. So we're not taking anything for granted in terms of the last performance. We're just looking forward to what will probably be a tougher affair for us, because Mayo, as I said earlier, they have an awful lot of experience in the team, and they've been around semi-finals and that whole the last number of years, and been in league finals and that. So they're certainly probably more experienced than us in overall terms, but you know, we've trained well, as I say. We have more bodies back available to us, and you know, we have great confidence in the panel we have. You know, and I think they're the younger ones have certainly stood up to the mark, the likes of Melissa and Emma and them. And, you know, we're hopeful they'll do the same in Saturday.
Yeah, if you don't set out to go through the back door, but it's been a hugely progressive couple of games for you, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, our season early on was very disjointed with girls away and with retirements and whatnot and injuries. So our Munster Championship campaign, I suppose, was a bit, little bit disjointed, and we weren't happy with our performances. To a degree, I suppose, the second half against Kerry, we probably started to play a bit. But, you know, since the Monaghan game, where we were probably a little bit rusty, I think things have improved dramatically. And I think the girls, you know, they know. Like, we geared our fitness work towards being, you know, being at a peak for this time of the year. And I think that's shown, like, the last day, you know, we're super fit. And, you know, there's plenty more on our legs, I think. And, you know, we're up for the battle on Saturday. And I think if we perform well, I think Breshney Park is a big, you know, it's an open, expansive pitch. I mean, I don't know what type of football may we'll play in terms of how they'll set up, but, you know, we have a very, very fast team, so hopefully that'll all go well. I think the weather is good as well for Saturday, so it should be a good open attacking game, and I would hope that we come up to the right side of it.